Hello and welcome back. This is Consider This Northumberland, and I'm your host, Robert Washburn, and you're listening to Northumberland 897 FM. The idea of sharing your home with someone, especially if you're elderly, to the mutual benefit of both people is an international phenomenon that is taking place in some 15 countries worldwide. And it's been around for about 30 years. And it's also taking off here. My guests today held a press conference on Wednesday to reintroduce the home share program in Northumberland County. I'm happy to welcome Cornerstone Executive Director Nancy Johnson and home share worker Deborah Seen to the show. Nice to have you here.
Thank you.
Thanks, Rob.
Now, what jumps out to me immediately is the word reintroduce.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure some of the listeners may not have even known this program has existed. So could you tell us a bit about home share and why you're bringing it back?
Sure. So we were funded through Northumberland County to run a two-year pilot program for home share, which we did. It was quite a smaller scale launch of the program. So we only operated in Port Hope and Northumberland, and it funded a 16-hour-a-week position. So it was on a significantly smaller scale. This year, we were fortunate that the county has offered us a full-time position. So that's the job that that Deb is doing. And it also allows us then to go countywide. So before, we were just focused in Port Hope and Cobourg, and now we are able to offer the program across county.
So, Deb, explain to us then, what is home share?
So home share is an innovative and creative option for people to remain in their homes and lower income adults to obtain safe and affordable housing.
So that sounds great on a bumper sticker, but maybe you could explain to us how it actually works. What exactly is happening with home share?
So there's two components. We have a homeowner and a home sharer. So a homeowner would be a single female living in her home, needs additional support around her home, has spare living space to offer, and interested in companionship. The home sharer would be a female, 18, low income, needs accommodation, willing to provide support, and interested in companionship. So the heart of the program is the relationship with home share.
It's very different than a landlord-tenant agreement, right, or a room and board. Really focuses on relationship and companionship.
Okay.
And the offshoot benefits of a home share program have been proven, right, over the last 30 years.
Okay, so how is it different?
Yeah.
I know a tenant relationship. You know, I've rented rooms in my life.
Yep.
So you go in, you go into the person's home, they give you a shelf in the fridge, here's a room. Here's a key,
It's very different, and certainly what we talk about is home share isn't for everybody. And as Deb said, the key component really is about relationship, right? It's about companionship. It's about reducing isolation. It's about the positive impact that it has on people's health as well, right? Because we know that people who live alone, oftentimes there's repercussions, right? There's impact on lack of community connections, there's isolation, there can be poor health outcomes, the wait list for long-term care for elderly people in Northumberland County, we know, is a huge challenge. And what we also know within Northumberland County, why we think home share is such a great fit, is the latest census that came out of the Northumberland Affordable Housing Strategy, is that we have a significantly high level of single people living alone. And it's much higher than the provincial average. So again, I think home share really works for people. And I think it can help with, as we move through our lives, many of us go through different transitions in our lives, right? So I think about some of the homeowners that we've had, and it could be homeowners, who now live alone due to the death of a spouse, or their family composition changes, or perhaps they've gone through a separation and they're in some financial debt. That could be the homeowner or the home sharer. So again, I think it has so many other benefits besides just a landlord-tenant or a room and board situation.
All right, so let's get even more specific, because I think that'll help people see that. So
sure.
In a tenant relationship, I would come in, my privacy would be a really important part of my my desires, I would have limited contact. In a home share program, then, what sorts of things, what expectations would change? I mean, would I be expected, what would I be expected to do that's different so that it would be this relationship you keep referring to?
So we do, like, there is an application process and an interview process with the with both applicants. And applying when they're applying for home share. And that's to ensure safety and compatibility. So, and part of that process, we include completing criminal reference checks and personal references as well. And as we talked about before, the relationship between the homeowner and sharer is the heart of the program. So we want to make sure that the match, before the match even begins, that we have thought out as many compatibility factors as possible.
Okay. But it just in a practical way. I mean, am I going to be expected to suddenly start watching TV with this person?
No.
Or, you know, I have to do the windows or shovel the snow?
No.
So what's different?
I think the home share, we call it a home share agreement, right? Mm-hmm. So after Deb has done her vetting, they meet up together. They then do a 2-week, what we call suitcase stay or a trial stay. And then both of the people are in agreement that yes, they want to continue. Then what happens is Deb assists them in developing a home, what we call a home share agreement. So in that agreement, they talk about things like, you know, do we want to watch TV together every night? Do we want to have dinners together? Are we going, how are we going to arrange grocery shopping and all of those things? So every home share agreement, as you can imagine, is going to be unique to those two individuals, which again I think is unique. The other thing that we do, part of Deb's role, is Deb would provide ongoing support to ensure that the match stays compatible. So that, you know, with relationships, we know that there can be tricky points. And again, one of the great things about the program is that's part of Deb's role is to help facilitate when there's bumps along the road.
So unlike a traditional landlord where it would be very much a business relationship, it almost sounds like this is a mediated relationship that they have. And if there's something goes on, so if I'm not keen on the idea of being a landlord, at least this gives me an opportunity that I could have somebody live. And then if I have a problem, I could turn to you, Deb, and say, hey, you know, come on in. This isn't quite working out. Can you help us? And then I get some help in that respect. Yeah. So that support is very different.
And it is voluntary. And certainly, you know, there could be circumstances could change for somebody, right? So they begin the program and then perhaps they decide, I don't know, they want to live closer to their children in the city or something. Mm-hmm. So again, there's nothing to say that they have to be in for a certain amount of time either, Rob. So I think that that's really important. Because we understand circumstances change in our lives and, you know, what might suit us now and then other things change. And so there's flexibility there as well. We don't want people to feel like they have to, you know, sign on a dotted line for a certain period of time and they're stuck in that relationship. So that's really important to know as well.
Now, on the tenant side, I heard you mention it's our program here is for women, young women, 18 and older.
Yeah.
What's the benefit for them?
Low income, and they need accommodation. Housing is really, it's really hard to find. So this would benefit them. And again, as well, for them, companionship. They would be interested in being with someone as well and willing to provide support and whatever that may look like for them.
Now, interesting that Cornerstone would be involved with this, because I think that's significant, too, because I know that one of the key issues that you face is having women coming into the shelter and then that transition into a society where they have to find some bridge housing or some kind of permanent housing. How does the home share address that need that you have and the needs of these young women?
Yeah, I think one of the key things that we want to emphasize here, Rob, is that they don't have to have experienced domestic violence. We are simply doing the program on behalf of our funder, the county. So we certainly might get some referrals from women staying in the shelter, but that is not a criteria. So it's open to any woman in the community. In the pilot project as well, Rob, the homeowner, there was an expectation that the homeowner was 55 or older. We have now adjusted that so that the homeowner can be anywhere from 18 and up. And we also recognize that people live in different sorts of homes. So how people might define a home isn't necessarily a single dwelling home. It could be someone who has a condo or someone that's renting an apartment. So that's a distinct difference as well with the relaunch of this program is really trying to address, have a lot more flexibility within the program to meet the critical housing needs that we have in Northumberland County.
So if there was a young professional woman yep. who might be getting their first job and yep. needing to settle in town to,
exactly.
to have the job, this might be a good program
Absolutely.
For them to get involved with.
Absolutely.
Because it would be affordable and then
yep.
be living with somebody.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. So I guess, do you have any anecdotes from the pilot that sort of illustrate how this works and the benefits? Can you share them?
I don't know if we were prepared to give an anecdote, but there was certainly the first match that we had was very, very successful. And in fact, they were featured in a Toronto Star article. And they hit it off. And it was the true essence of what this program was for these two women. And it was an older homeowner. And a middle-aged home sharer. And they really, really connected. And the homeowner, was quite elderly and fiercely wanting to live on her own. Her family had some concerns about this, and that's really was their attraction to the program, that they wanted to help assist their mom to stay, to age in place, which, again, I think is a really important goal that we have in Northumberland County. So they had a very successful match for a period of time. And then, unfortunately, the match did end when, there was a significant amount of cognitive decline from the homeowner. Everyone was torn up about it. Us who delivered the program, the homeowner, the home share, the family, it's certainly not how they wanted it to end. But they also were able to speak to the tremendous benefit and what that meant for their mom to be able to stay much longer living independently and developing this wonderful close relationship with this home share.
Deb, do you have any goals for this program? Are you going to try and create how many spaces? What are the objectives over the next year as you launch this off?
I think it's just a really exciting program, and I'm really happy to be a part of it. I think with us just eliminating the 55-plus age restriction, and it's throughout Northumberland now. I think it's just going to be just take off. I really do.
What are you hoping? 10 people? 100 people?
Not 100 people. No. And I think, it's going to take some time, because that's the other thing that people need to realize. It's not a quick fix. It's not a program that will address a housing crisis, right? Mm-hmm. Because it takes some time. So certainly housing crisis, they're welcome to call Cornerstone. There's other services within the county that would be much more appropriate than home share.
But it's another piece in the puzzle.
It's another really important piece in the puzzle. And you know this, Rob, we are in desperate need for affordable housing within Northumberland County. We are talking about it more, which I am thrilled that it's on people's radar, that this is critically important. And what we know is there's a continuum of housing, right? Mm-hmm. There's a need, there's a continuum. And it starts with shelter and it goes into transitional housing, subsidized supportive housing, affordable housing, market rent, affordable ownership. So there's a real continuum. So what we talk about at the Affordable Housing Committee and everywhere that we get a chance is it's important that we are building housing stock, period. And the housing stock needs to be across the continuum, because one aspect impacts the other. So if we're building more market rent, it then will impact that we're then freeing up more affordable housing space. So it's really important, and we see home share as part of that continuum, and we know that we need to be creative in creating more affordable housing, because money is not falling from the sky. We need to build effective partnerships with private and public sector, as well as create new innovative solutions like home share.
Well, that's a great segue into the other thing that I wanted to talk to you about today, which was you appeared on Monday with a developer, I believe, Balder Development, who are proposing a 65-unit development at University and William Street. I think it's the old Beaver Lumber property.
That's correct.
And they're talking about creating rental units, which I understand we haven't had new rental units built since the 1950s in Cobourg.
Yep.
So there's 13 of these that are going to be dedicated to affordable units.
Yeah.
So they come before council, they're looking for concessions and money from the town, and they're calling it a non-profit private partnership. And you were there.
Yes.
How? What is what brought you to council with them?
Well, we were approached by Balder Corporation, and that introduction came through my friend and colleague Megan McDonald, who is the Habitat for Humanity Executive Director, and she had had a relationship with Balder Corps. And when Balder Corps arrived, they realized that they needed to build some community partnerships here. So Megan introduced them to me. They came and said, hey, do you have clients who are in need of affordable housing? And I said, you bet we do. So part of my understanding is not broad in terms of CMHC funding, but one of the implications with CMHC funding is that you have to have so many percentage of your units at an affordable housing rate. So I had an initial meeting with them. It went quite well. I said, indeed, we have a lot of people at Cornerstone as well as in the community that need affordable housing. And I thought, I'm willing to help in any way that I can and influence council if I have such influence to ensure that we are looking at building housing stock, period. One of the things that they had offered is almost like a referral. We have a referral agreement with them that our clients would get almost first right of refusal for the affordable units in their studio and one bedrooms. So we're a long way off. We know that this is going to take some time, Rob, but I am just a firm believer in the issue of addressing affordable housing. So if I can help, through my Cornerstone hat or as a concerned community person, that's what I'm going to do.
Is this, in terms of relationships between the private sector and a nonprofit, I mean, this is very unusual.
Yes.
That relationship, what position does that put Cornerstone in terms of the public perception of what it does?
I hope,
the private sector, what it does.
I hope that the public realizes that I think it's critically important that we've got everybody needs to be in the game of building affordable housing. And long gone are the days that we can just rely on government funding to build affordable housing, because it's not going to happen. And I really believe that we need to be looking at having everybody involved in creating solutions to affordable housing. And I think that that includes working with private for-profit. I think sometimes nonprofits have been fearful of doing that. But again, I think you need to be smart and savvy and strategic in looking for new and innovative partnerships.
Is there any liability to Cornerstone with the project?
Not that I'm seeing at this point, and certainly, we would be doing all the appropriate vetting. But we do have similar arrangements with other landlords, Robin. Essentially, that's what Balder Corps is going to, they're going to be a landlord, right? And that we would do some of the referral. And the good thing for a landlord when we're doing that is we can also provide ongoing support to ensure that people can maintain their housing. And those are informal agreements that we already have established across the county, so I see this as another opportunity to do that.
Okay, how did the board react when you came to them with this proposal?
It wasn't even a proposal. It really was I had an initial conversation with Balder, and the board was very understanding. Again, it really is going to be more of a referral agreement, Rob. So I don't see there being any liability on Cornerstone's part at all. But obviously, we would do our due diligence. I see it as being highly successful, as we have already established this with other landlords across county.
Okay. Good. Well, Fascinating, all these things that are going on.
Yes.
I mean, and we just thought you were a woman's shelter.
You thought we were just a woman's shelter. We like to say that we are much more than that, and obviously we offer a comprehensive level of services across county.
No doubt. And we've heard about lots of them, good ones today.
Yes.
Thank you both for coming in today. And I really want to say how much I appreciate both of you explaining these important initiatives in our community. And I want to thank all the listeners today for tuning in. Please join me again next week when we'll be talking to people on the front lines and those behind the scenes who make a difference in your life and Northumberland County. If you have any suggestions about guests you'd like to hear on this show, please email me at considerthisnorthumberland@gmail.com with your ideas. If you have any comments, questions, rants, or raves, please email me at considerthisnorthumberland@gmail.com, or you can go to my Facebook page, Consider This. Or if you're on Twitter, you can message me at rwash, and I will read out a selection of the comments on next week's show. If you would like to listen to this or share this or any podcast, please check out my website at consider-this.ca. There you'll find past podcasts, news, and other information about life and politics in Northumberland County. Or you can go to the radio station's website at northumberland897.ca. I'm Robert Washburn. Thanks for taking the time to listen to me today, and I hope over the next week you will continue to consider this.